You're young, but you know that there's more to this life thing, more than this student free trial version that you have right now, one of freedom and also one of fulfillment. So today I want to switch gears for a second and share with you what I believe to be a life hack that I see some of the top minds in the world using to catapult themselves in their industries, the likes of Vusi Tembogwayo, Trevor Noah, Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins, Richard Branson, and countless others, creating lives of health, wealth, love, and happiness. The key factor to their monumental business success. I did a TED Talk a few years back, and upon rewatching it, I also realized that I had used the same strategy to successfully ideate, create, and deliver the talk. And the best part, it actually added value to people's lives. The amazing thing is that this strategy isn't bound by capital constraints, but conviction constraints. And when you unlock that conviction, it can take you from just making ends meet at passing your degree to getting through with more knowledge, better skills, and a stronger network. They say you can't fill from an empty cup. It can also take you from an empty cup to one filled with connection and fulfillment. The strategy is something you have never heard of, but one that has existed for thousands of years. You know what the strategy is? This incredible business and life strategy is... Fellow travelers, you know that question. That dreaded question. You know that one. Where are you signed? For some of us travelers, it's, you know, that cheeky, I'm no longer on the market. I'm signed to one of the big four. You know, for others, it's, we'll get there, no rush. Until you start to search. And all you find is the big four, or you're drowning in a deluge of options, and you don't know which one is best for you. Well, the guys at Apti called. And they want their talent back. You're the talent, by the way. You're the talent. Apti helps students discover, apply for, and land their dream Saika, SAIT, and SEMA articles all for free. And I actually just completed my profile, guys. I went through the whole process, and it was absolutely amazing. Guys, I know what free for students usually looks like. It's that dusty, spammy WhatsApp group or pyramid scheme, or they go off and they sell your information for marketers to go and spam your inbox. Guys, this is not Apti. They really do have your best interest at heart. They are for the students. I was literally on a call the other day with the founders, Luke and Nick. And man, they really just want to serve us. So if you don't want to sift, search through, and apply to 600 plus potential articles programs, yes, there are 600 plus potential articles programs that you could be part of a lot, click the link in the show notes to get started with Apti. It is also a referral link, please know, so you'll be supporting the show greatly by signing up and helping yourself. Again, it's completely free, and I'd really appreciate it if you guys could use that link, get your profile started. When you have an hour or so, head on to Apti, complete your profile, and get signed to the articles program of your dreams. Also from Apti, we're not done. We have some exciting news. A few weeks back, we had a promotion on for a free mentorship and career strategy call with the founders of Apti for the first 5 people to sign up and complete their Apti profiles. We have some winners in this, eating some chicken dinner. Bah, 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 bah. I need that board for like the horns. Like, you know that one? I need that. And I'm going to shout them out right now. Please forgive me if I butcher your name as I do so. Tebogo Zubane, Mosa Moyaha, Nigel Zimanyiwa, Sipose Tuhlatshwayo, and Thandeka Mbele. To all those individuals, please message me on WhatsApp. I'll put my contact number in the show notes, and we will get in contact with you. Nick and Luke would love to have that call with you guys, a mentorship and career strategy call. You can talk about anything you want, mentorship, career, entrepreneurship. I mean, they're the founders, they're CA trainees as well. So they're aspiring CAs. They know a lot of what we're going through. More good news. We're not done. We're opening up the promotion again for the first 5 individuals to click the link below in the show notes again. Complete your APTI profile and DM the word CASA to the Road to CA page on LinkedIn. If you're interested in entrepreneurship, want to explore your career options, or would just like to network with some of the top CA trainees in the game right now, quickly click the link below, first 5 only, and you will get your chance to meet with these amazing gentlemen. I really love their slogan, never waste talent, so please don't waste yours. Sign up using the link below. Get started. Click the link on the landing page when you get there that says get started and start your APTI journey today. Back to the show. This incredible business and life strategy is what I call becoming a loss leader. You might be thinking, Alunga, what's a loss leader? I don't want to lose. I want to win. Let me explain, okay? Firstly, what is a loss leader? Buckle your seats because we are about to go on a little Finman or FBS at the University of Pretoria trip. Or financial management trip, and we're going to learn a new strategy concept. I don't know if this is part of the curriculum. Maybe someone in CTA might know. But a loss leader is a particular pricing strategy used by businesses to attract customers into their business. Think of it like a store's sneaky bait, right? Like a fish, like a fisherman. So let's say you have your line and you cast your line and there's bait drops into the water. The bait is this loss leader. We are obviously the fish. And that one good, selling that one good or service at a loss, is there to reel you in for pricier offerings available in store. So here are some examples. Printers are usually sold at a loss. So you'll find that a printer will be sold at a loss. It'll be like the exact same price as the ink cartridges. So ink cartridges are going to be so expensive because that's where the profit is. So they sell the printer at a loss, so you have to get a printer and you have to obviously get ink for the printer. And then you buy these ink cartridges and the profits from those recoup the loss. And then they actually rake in even more profits. Another one is consoles, gaming consoles. And you know, like a real console, like a PlayStation. No hate at all. Like I'm very inclusive, but like if you have an Xbox, maybe just stay away from me. If you have like a Nintendo Switch or like a 3DS, it'll be fine. Then you can chill. All jokes aside, if you sell the console at a loss, they recoup the profits through the games or the subscription service, all those added services that you will pay for as you get the console. Another one is Black Friday sales. You rush into Edgar's for that perfume or that jacket that you've always wanted, and then you come out having bought other things. So they come in, you come in for these Black Friday items, but then you go and you buy other things, and that's again another loss leader strategy. So you get the point of a loss leader. What I realized is, as I write about, reflect on and analyze my past mistakes, I learn from them, and when I learn from them, I become more. I profit off of my pratfalls. The past you becomes a loss leader for the future you. He or she took the L so that the future you doesn't have to. Let's take it a step further. If I make a mistake, learn from it, and share it, not only am I a loss leader for myself, but also for others. That is becoming a loss leader. Bumping the pothole so that the people behind you don't have to. And that's what all these people, these highly, highly successful people have done. Like the Oprah Winfrey's, the Trevor Noah's, the Vusi Temogwau's that I mentioned in the beginning. That is what they've done. They take these lessons from their life, they synthesize them, and they publish them in the form of podcasts and videos and, interviews and press releases, and they become lost leaders. They learn from their mistakes like no one's business. They just go and they learn and they learn and they share and they share. They become the leaders of their losses, and they make sure that everyone else also benefits from that. For me, in my life personally, the lost leader for me was particularly my brother. He's actually one of the inspirations for me creating this episode. When I look at my life, so my brother's older, I have an older brother and a younger sister, so I'm a middle child, so I have that little balanced middle child syndrome of being balanced and whatever and looking at stuff. So I looked at him, and everywhere he went, I could see what to do and what not to do. Everywhere he went, I had a plan. When I went to high school, I was cool. My brother had already done it. When I went to varsity, I was cool. My brother had already done it. When I'm entering the working world, I'm cool. I have a plan because my brother had already done it. I have a blueprint because of the losses, the mistakes of him for many of these stages of my life. That is what it provides. His experience, his mistakes. I know where to go, but even as valuable, I know where not to go. Right? So that's him being my lost leader. But now, why be a lost leader? Like, why be the one who loses? I want to win. Why? Like, how does that make sense? It's also scary to lose. Like, it's scary to be embarrassed and fail in front of people. How does that help you? And it's not a bad thing, by the way, to help yourself. It's actually most sustainable. You must look at how it can help you as well, because that's most sustainable. It's the triple bottom line for a reason. Although being a lost leader is noble, you will be actively making a difference in someone's life, which is the ultimate goal. That isn't all that it achieves. So I've identified five key benefits of being a lost leader, the ones that these hyper-successful people have leveraged, and ones that can help you in your life and get you closer to the dream. The first one being learning from your mistakes. The beauty of being a human being and not a good or service is that once you've made the loss, i.e. the mistake, you can learn from it too. And oftentimes the most. You learn from theory the least, from practice second, and mistakes the most. I remember I saw one picture of that, and it really resonated. I mean, just think about preparation for an assessment. What do you learn the most through? Through just reading through the legislation or just reading through the slides? No. Maybe doing the question. That also helps. Yes, absolutely. Do questions. But the biggest and highest ROI is where you go back to that past assessment, that class test, that year test, the one that you got 40 in. Yes, that one. And you go and you see, what did I get wrong? What was not working? Is it my exam technique? Is it the knowledge that I lack in a particular area? Is it my time management? And then from there, you can learn from your mistakes. And that is the first and huge benefit of becoming a lost leader. So now we've learned from our mistake, and I'd say, you know, we've broken even in a sense. Now we're not at a lost position. We've learned from our lesson. You know, we've profited from the mistake, or rather we've recouped the loss from the mistake. And in fact, we've gained so much, because that's what mistakes can become if we learn from them. How do we get some more real ROI on this whole loss leading thing? The second thing is the power of mistakes on your likability. Now, there's this thing called the pratfall effect. In our minds, right, the cost of authenticity, the cost of vulnerability, the cost of looking bad in front of others, failing in front of others, it's really high. So that's why we don't want to do things that will put us in a vulnerable position, that will compromise our social status. Maybe, I don't know. But like, you don't want to look dumb. You don't want to put up your hand and say the wrong answer or whatever. And so we have this perceived cost in our head. But the fact that it's a cost, or the perception that it's a cost, is not entirely true. In fact, your mistakes can become your strength through a psychological phenomenon called the pratfall effect. Basically, back in the 1960s, a guy named Elliot Aronson conducted an experiment when people would listen to recordings of, one, a competent person, and two, a average person, right, answering trivia questions. So these two people were answering trivia questions, and the subjects, the test subjects, would listen to these recordings of them answering the questions. In some of the recordings, the person would spill coffee on themselves, the competent person or the mediocre person. Then each test subject would rate their likability of that person. Guess what happened? The mistake, or pratfall, hence the name, increased the competence person's likability, but decreased the mediocre person's likability, unfortunately. This is because the mistake in the perception of the competent person humanizes them, making them more likable, while the mistake in the context of the average person reinforces that average person's mediocrity, and so it decreased their likability. The good thing is that you were rightfully admitted to the top accounting programs in the world. CASA is the number one ranked chartered accounting program, or rather, the number one ranked chartered accountant on the planet. Let's zoom out for a second, because I think we also sometimes take ourselves out of context. Yes, you may not be top of your class. Yes, you might even be bottom of your class. Well, hopefully not bottom, because those are the people that tend to fail. Don't fail. Try your best to pass, to get through. But that does not mean that you are bottom of society. In fact, being in the class means you have a shot at being a difference maker. Someone who makes a change in this economy, in this society. Someone who's respected, someone who's competent. You can't become a CA. You can't get to this class if you don't have a level of a capacity for competence. That proves that you have the capacity, the very fact that you're here. So chase competence. Chase application. Chase skill. Chase knowing what you're doing. Become competent and make your mistake your potent and powerful message. Use the pratfall effect to your advantage. Become competent and then be yourself. So that's how being a loss leader, making a loss in front of others, actually works in your favor for your likability. The third thing that loss leading can help with is helping others. You know, when you turn your mess into your message, that actively helps other people. Now I'm going to explain how. Specifically, helping others is just, it's always helpful for you. But I think just in and of itself, it really is just amazing. But here's how helping others is so amazing for you. Your network, your influence, your societal impact, obviously your CV. I mean, having networks is something that you need to leverage in your CV. Having done things that help others is always going to be something that you can leverage when saying, what value do I bring to a space? I even think about this helping others, or rather this loss leading, sharing your loss, as a social responsibility of representation. You know how we say we need more Black people in management and leadership, and more women in positions of power, and more representation across the board? We need the representation of those who have been through what we are going through. This shows us that the path is not impossible. That goal that I have, that seemingly insurmountable goal, that thing is actually possible because, hey, Tandi did it. Look, she did it. She failed. And now she's a CFO. Come now. I can do it. You can do it. When someone's done it, you can do it. I remember there was this crazy study. I don't know if it was a study, but I remember hearing it from a podcast. Don't know if it's true. So please fact check me. But when Obama was elected as the US president back in 2008, I think it was, compared to when he left office, I don't know if it was when he left office, but his election actually marked an increase in the graduation rates of Black Americans, which is just absolutely insane. Just him being president increased the grades of African Americans in the U.S. That kind of, if this is 100% true, shows that representation is the thing that is helping people. You having failed and telling people that you failed, telling people that you made this certain mistake, shows them that they can get over their hurdle. Number four is that you can stand out. In a world of filters, fakery, and fantasies, this social media world that we live in, when you tell truth, you become an oasis of authenticity. There's just so much fakery around. I mean, on LinkedIn, it's all just glory and highlight reels. It's all just bells and whistles. It's not the real stuff behind all the struggles. Yes, celebrate your success. That's absolutely amazing. And it's amazing to look back and say, wow, well done. I did well and this is what I've done. But there is a gaping hole in the market for the supply of sincerity. It's not easy to overcome the fear of being authentic. It is the perceived cost is so high. The fear of not being polished and perfect. I mean, we're even accountants. We always want things to be perfect. The fear of being seen as a work in progress. That's tough. You know, we know it on the inventory note, but not so much in our lives. However, the upside for you being authentic on a consistent basis is astronomical. It's huge. So how can we become loss leaders then? Now that we know that loss leading can help us in our lives and push us forward in our careers, how do we do it? I use the triple R framework. Reflect, write, release. Reflect on what you went through. The heartbreak, the embarrassment, the pain, the struggle. But also the successes and the triumphs. It could be as simple as the way you put up your hand in the lecture, blurted out the wrong answer, and felt like an idiot in front of everyone. This way, you can begin to process these mistakes that you've made. Are they really mistakes? Is fear holding you back from action? Then, two, write out what you went through and what you learned from it. This way, you can synthesize a valuable lesson from your experiences and capture the moment. You know, there's this quote from a rapper, Kendrick Lamar. He said that writing is the closest thing we have to time travel. It's such a beautiful quote. Just like those second year notes on IAS2 that you wrote that came at the perfect moment in that test. You went through those notes and you're like, shucks, I remember that moment. Or the notes you bought from someone on the WhatsApp group, whatever floats your boat. Your life notes will do the same for you in a time of need. When you doubt yourself, go back and see what you were able to overcome and snap out of it. Then lastly, number three, R for release. Release those lessons for others to learn. Tell that close friend who needs it. Speak about it with your family. Post it on LinkedIn. If you maybe have a teaching gig or you're a tutor, make sure that you synthesize, you integrate those lessons in your those lessons that you've learned into the lessons that you teach. Go and post it on Twitter X, Instagram. Share it. And then you become a loss leader. So let's get more out of life by being more than just students. Let's be loss leaders, guys. Let me know what you thought about this new format of episode, the solo episode thing, by giving the show a rating and a review. Please let me know what you think. I would appreciate it so much. It helps people know that this is not just a waste of time, that this can actually add value to your journey. Hopefully, others can see the value and others can experience it. Please share this with other aspiring CAs, people that would benefit from the pod. be the lost leader. Share the loss so that I'm not just a lost leader by myself. Become the lost leader with me. I don't want to just look like a fool by myself, guys. Come now. Now, I'm joking. We're competent. We are CA students. Prepful effect. I hope you enjoyed that, guys. I had a lot of fun. And I hope it doesn't end, but that it begins in CASA. Love you guys. Peace.